Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Monday, October 19th, 2020, and this week we're discussing the outlook for the pound amid the latest Brexit developments. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So Lee, what have been the key drivers of recent FX market performance?
Well, I think certainly over the past week, we have seen markets become more cautious over the outlook for the global economy going forward. And that has been reflected in the performance of the FX market. So if you look at which currencies have outperformed over recent weeks, it has been those kind of traditional safe haven currencies such as the Japanese yen, US dollar and Swiss franc. Whereas the currencies which are kind of more high beta and more closely linked to equity market performance such as the Norwegian krona, Australian dollar, those have underperformed. And we've seen as well that the kind of correlations in terms of the performance of G10 currency pairs and the performance of equity markets, that those correlations have strengthened in recent weeks. So it does, I suppose, tally with the idea that risk markets are becoming kind of more risk off trading again. And at the moment, the markets are looking a little bit more risk off. And obviously, a number of reasons why that's the case. Firstly, markets are becoming more concerned by the ongoing spread of COVID-19. Particularly in Europe, we've seen a very sharp surge higher in new cases in Europe over recent weeks. Just looking at those cases on a weekly basis, the number of new cases now on a daily basis on average has increased to over 70,000, which is even higher now than in the US. So it's clearly highlighting that the situation there in Europe is deteriorating. And I guess what market participants are most concerned about is what are the implications for the European economy as we go into year end. And we would highlight that those risks to the downside are building as a result of the spread of COVID-19. We were already seeing policymakers in Europe responding by looking to reimpose restrictions on activity as they tried to dampen the spread of the virus. But clearly, if they struggle to get a more of a dampener on the virus, then they will have to up those restrictions further. So from that perspective, certainly the outlook for growth in Europe is darkening as we head into year end. So that's one potential reason why investors are becoming more cautious. On the other side as well, there's also been I suppose less optimism over the potential for a fiscal package in the US before the election. On that side of things, it does still look like both sides are talking, the White House and the Democrats. But at this stage, we still think on balance, it looks unlikely that a fiscal package will be put in place before the election. So short term, at least, that is being taken as also a negative for global markets, which helps to support the likes of the dollar, yen and Swiss franc.
And what has been the impact on the pound from the latest Brexit developments, Lee?
Well, I think surprisingly, we've actually seen the pound remain fairly stable over the past week. If anything, it's actually one of the better performers after the safe haven currencies such as the dollar, yen and Swiss franc. And that to us is somewhat surprising given that the Brexit developments have been certainly more negative over the past week. Obviously, last week we had the EU Leaders Summit, which was obviously well anticipated. And going into that summit, market participants had become kind of increasingly optimistic that the EU and UK were kind of moving closer towards a trade deal and that we could see both sides agree to kind of intensify those talks after the EU summit. But on that side of things, that optimism proved kind of ill-founded. If anything, I think it looks like the EU and the UK left that summit in a state of kind of, I suppose, a disarray, really. I think the UK side of things were We're obviously looking for more progress in talks, and for the EU to acknowledge that progress, so that it can move on to the kind of trying to kind of rubber stamp a deal further down the line. But that kind of lack of progress certainly was very disappointing to the UK government, and obviously they felt the need that they had to come out and warn the EU that things aren't moving along as they would like to see, and that increases the risk that they are kind of willing to walk away from the trade talk. So we obviously saw Boris Johnson at the end of last week kind of threatening the EU that they're not willing to resume those talks unless the EU is willing to make a more substantial change to their kind of negotiating position. So at the moment, it looks like we're kind of back in another kind of impasse situation. And so that, to us, that is worrying. Obviously, the time is clearly kind of running out now. I think if a trade deal is to be agreed by the end of this year, then really we need to see kind of progress towards a kind of agreement on a deal being made either by the end of this month or early in November. So on that kind of time frame, we need to see both sides start to show kind of real signs of kind of compromise on the remaining issues of contention in those talks in the coming weeks. So there's a lot kind of riding on the next couple of weeks to see what kind of progress we see. And like I say, on that side of things, if the UK if the EU isn't willing to significantly compromise, then that leaves us in a difficult position right now. So we kind of would say that on balance, that the risks to the pound have increased because of what happened last week. So we wouldn't be surprised to see the pound at some point come under some renewed selling pressure in the coming weeks if there isn't the kind of desired progress in trade talks. But obviously right now, market participants, I think, are willing to kind of give officials in the UK and the EU the benefit of the doubt. Markets still assuming really that eventually we will get a last minute trade deal, and they're just kind of seeing these latest kind of developments as just political posturing really from the UK, and is not really kind of really a significant threat that they're willing to walk away. And I think we have some kind of sympathy with that idea. Obviously, if you look at the UK government right now, they're already kind of dealing with a very difficult situation with trying to limit the damage to the UK economy from COVID-19. So do they really want to deliver another negative shock to the UK economy at this point in time by walking away without a deal? And I think on that side of things, we'd be very kind of doubtful that would be the best course of action for the UK government. So sure, they're under a lot of pressure to ultimately kind of compromise and reach a deal. But at this stage, we're not there yet. And we think until we get to that point, that there is, like I say, still a risk that markets could become more fearful again, that there could be some form of kind of political miscalculation, which could actually end up kind of increasing the risk of no deal, and those fears could spike again. So something still, I think, to watch out for in the weeks ahead.
All right. Thanks very much for that insight, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets research team.